Chapter 25, Christmas Day at Tramelan. First Church Dedicated in Europe. The General Conference session of 1886 was in progress in the United States at the time Ellen White returned to Basel in late November. Whitney had gone to the session from Switzerland to represent the Central European Mission. Reports reached America of the success of Mrs. White's European journey, and it was obvious at the session that there was a strong demand for her return to America in time for the spring camp meetings. Naturally, the American brethren would like to hear reports of the work in Europe, and would welcome her ministry, but the action taken only requested that she and W.C. White should return whenever they feel that it is their duty. It is not known exactly when Ellen White decided to return to the United States, but we know that on April 18, 1887, she wrote, "We are straining every power to close up our work here in Basel." A petition from Australia was also presented to the General Conference in session asking Mrs. White and W.C. White to visit that field. They were to honor the request 5 years later, and spend 9 fruitful years in the land down under. Until then, there was plenty of good hard work to keep her busy. At the publishing house, another financial crisis was in the making. Debts had come due, and the institution was overdrawn at the bank in Basel by 30,000 francs, or $6,000. There was not even enough money to pay the office workers their regular salaries. At the session, the church leaders resolved to raise $100,000 to meet the ever-growing financial demands of the cause as it expanded in Europe, South Africa, Australia, and the West Indies, as well as in the United States. But the money was needed urgently and immediately in Basel. Willie wrote to Elder Haskell that though it was very refreshing to read that the brethren had resolved to raise $100,000, it was a little like the old story of Protestants being chained in a dungeon, and starved to death, with abundance of good food just out of their reach. He was more than a little relieved when a draft for $2,000 came in mid-December.